Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has filed suit against the Pennsylvania State Police after it came to light that the state police have a slightly lower pass rate for women on their physical fitness test. 94% of men passed the test, and only 71% of women passed. The feminists obviously demanded this lawsuit. According to their ideology, if women can't do as well as men on a fitness test for a job, it must be discrimination, and the test must be discarded for everyone. Now, it seems that the feminists want Pennsylvania to ignore the fact that the job of a state trooper includes difficult and dangerous physical challenges that can require real physical strength and endurance beyond the capabilities of many women. Just last year, a Pennsylvania state trooper helped catch a suspect escaping in a tractor trailer by hanging on to the truck's grab bar with one hand while it continued to drive down the highway. The suspect then crashed the truck and had to be pursued on foot as he fled into the woods. It's obvious that a man's physical skills were very useful. The Pennsylvania State Police employ more than 4,600 workers today, many of whom presumably pass this fitness test. But the Obama lawsuit is demanding that the test must no longer be used because there might have been 45 additional women on the workforce if this test had not been used. Even when the test was made simpler, the men's passing rate rose 4%, but the women's only rose 1%. No one has yet devised a physical fitness test on which women as a group perform as well as men. The only way to eliminate that gap is to eliminate testing altogether. The fact that a few more men pass the Pennsylvania State Police fitness test than women is simply not acceptable to feminist ideology.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
I listened to NPR on my way home from work today, and you should hear what the hell they're saying. Oy vey. The propaganda is so thick right now with this vaccination BS that it's really unbelievable. I listened to a report from NPR, obviously left-leaning, and they were trying to talk about how the right has made some comments. I think Rand Paul made a comment, and Ben Carson, the right's new doctor that they're describing as their Obama-type savior. And they were talking about how these folks are daring to say that vaccination should be a choice. And I agree with these conservatives. It should be a choice. The government should not get in the way of telling us to or to not vaccinate our children, for that matter. But what really gets crazy is when they turn around and they say, well, vaccinations are a must. They're a must. And we had Fat Christie, the politician from New Jersey, get involved, and Hillary Clinton, and We're going to be joined by Omas in just a second here. He's a friend of mine. He's a local in this area, and he and I have one passion in common. That is preparedness and solution-oriented initiatives. And we've been fond of permaculture and aquaponics and so many different things over the years. He and I, many years ago, took a trip to an aquaponics farm where we learned in great detail about those efforts and that symbiotic system. And ever since then, he and I have been bouncing off different ideas about how to create a sustainable system. And don't get too caught up in the sustainable word, folks. This isn't progressive BS. This is talking about preparedness so that we're not dependent on the nanny state or anybody else for that matter. So we're going to get into some really cool things that he's just started to discover. And I think this is going to be a very unique solution-oriented topic tonight. And we'll bring Omas in just a second. But first, I want to call, you might recall if you've been listening to this show for a while, about a couple years ago now, I had on a former college professor, Dr. Terry, we'll call him. And Dr. Terry came on and essentially towed the lamestream line. He's a proud Democrat who voted for Obama, and he very much is fond of the fact that global warming is going to kill us all and all the other mainstream leftist perspectives. Well, along those lines is the lamestream perspective of vaccinations being a must. And we're going to call him. This is an impromptu call here. He's not expecting it. I don't know if he's going to pick up, but we'll find out. And we're going to tell him that we are on the air, and we would like to get his perspective on the vaccination issue. And we're going to try to put him in his place when it comes to this issue and see what kind of ridiculous rhetoric he wants to espouse. Well, so we'll get to that. Let's see if he picks up. This is, again, my former college professor. I know it's a little late on the East Coast, but he's usually up late. The crazy academic he is, he typically stays up quite a bit late. So we'll see if he picks up.
3, 5, 2.
Uh-oh. I can't let his voicemail play out, because then you'll know his number. And I don't want you to harass him. So we'll have to try that again another time. Maybe I'll schedule it with him instead of doing this impromptu guerrilla approach. We should schedule it with him. So, all right, look forward to that. But now let's get to Omas, who, again, is a personal friend of mine. We've been working for many years now on different ideas. He's always got something interesting to say. He very much is aware of the power structure and the occult, and the Ashkenazis, and everyone else that we can talk about. And without further ado, Omas joins us on the Bob Tuscan Show. What's up, Omas? Are you with me, man? Mr. Producer, is Omas there? Well, how are we going to save the world if we can't even get him on the line? Let's try this again. Omas, are you there, my friend? You are on the air with us. Let's get going here. We got a lot to talk about. You there?
Well, I'm here. Are you?
Now I am, yeah. Where you been?
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully I'm loud enough.
You are loud and clear, my friend.
Okay,
how you been?
Great.
Everything
okay.
Been going all right?
Yeah. I was just saying to myself, you know, when you were going through your little introduction, how funny it was that just before 9 o'clock, I looked up the word sustainability. because, you know, I went for a little walk just to collect my thoughts beforehand, and I was thinking, you know, this whole thing about sustainability is it's a T-shirt. It's a green T-shirt, and
it's a eugenics population control T-shirt.
You take your Prius driver wearing their green T-shirt. Hey, I'm sustainable, and they're going into Whole Foods, the corporate thing.
Right.
And if you really break down their lifestyle, it's not very sustainable. Starting with their vehicle, because the funniest thing about it is that the U.S. went to war representing corporations, you know, as General Butler said, and war is a racket back in, 1930 some odd, where he was just saying that there wasn't one war he could document that was legitimate. So we go out raiding countries on behalf of corporations for lithium ion, for lithium, so that we can create these lithium ion batteries so that these green T-shirt sustainable folks driving their brand new Prius can go around.
It's an absolute
joke.
And these are the same people, Omas, that claim to be anti-war but refuse to look at 9/11 or any of the
right.
other components that really matter. These are the same people that claim to be pro-Palestine but support Israel on a regular basis. This caricature that you're describing of the global warming fanatics and everybody else in this progressive sustainability movement is nothing more than a sucker for Agenda 21 and the eugenics
right.
campaign that we know is prevalent.
Exactly. So with that as kind of an aside, you know, I wanted to, because it's funny on its face. It's suitable for comedy, for comedians. But yeah, we met about 11 years ago, around 2004 roughly, and you know I remember you chiding me about the fact that I wasn't gardening because I've been growing sprouts for, you know, I've been a vegetarian for 38 years now, since I was 22, I just turned 60. And my definition of vegetarian, you know, because again, we're talking definitions here. What's sustainable? What's a vegetarian? You know, people think that, you know, they'll say, well, you eat fish, right? I go, well, no, I don't eat fish because are you kidding me? If you don't eat animals, then would you go out and eat fish? So one of the things that you brought up was the fact that I wasn't gardening, and I would say, you know, oh man, I'm not into gardening, which the truth be told, I'm not. I like growing my sprouts, but over the years you have this whole discussion of sustainability and so forth, and we were always looking at closed loop systems. So to me,
right,
if we're going to talk sustainable, then it should be on a micro basis, and it should be closed loop sustainability within a small, you know, a piece of land should
for
be
a
able
community,
to
for you and your family and perhaps a community,
yeah.
Because we know that the industrial Monsanto-based agriculture is not sustainable, and it leaves us vulnerable to some major hurt.
Right. So the whole thing, and then of course we Rebecca Eve Latham, who was quite the aquaponics expert, and we went to a place where she was working as an intern type associate with the development of that particular location,
and
they're doing wonderful
work.
Sorry
to interrupt, Omas, but let me just define for those listeners out there that aren't familiar with some of these terms. Let's start with aquaponics. All right, so let me just define that for the listeners, and then I'll let you continue this. Aquaponics is pretty straightforward. It's hydroponics and aquaculture. Aquaculture, of course, is the farm raising of fish, and hydroponics is growing vegetables in a water-based system, okay? So aquaponics is the combination of both, and it's a symbiotic system. It's a somewhat of a closed-loop system with a missing component that we'll discuss in just a moment. But what happens is the fish swim in the water. Their waste, which is nutrients, is then given to the plants. These plants take the nutrients from the waste of the fish water and then return clean water back to the fish, which the fish need to live. We'll be right back with more on that in just a second.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, Oma, so we took a look at this aquaponic system, and we were really enthused by it. It seemed like a pretty cool closed-loop system, but it wasn't entirely a closed-loop system, because here's what we discovered. Although the fish fed the water to the plants with the nutrients from their waste, and the water was then returned to those fish from the plants filtering out the nutrients to provide the fish with clean water, because the fish need the clean water and the plants need the water with the waste in it. Although that seemed to be a pretty cool symbiotic relationship, and it is, there was a missing component. You want to guess what that missing component was, ladies and gentlemen? All right, I'll tell you what it is. You ready? It was the fact that we needed to figure out what to feed the fish.
Exactly.
A little bit of a missing puzzle piece there, but kind of an important piece of the puzzle, huh, Omas?
Yeah, and let's look at the larger context. I'm not denigrating what the guy was doing. Morningstar Fisherman was the name of the organization, and here they were bringing in people from around the world to solve the starvation in the third and fourth world. So then they would learn there and take this knowledge back to their home countries. But wait a minute. You take this system back to your country, and now you have to figure out a way to buy the fish feed. So if you can't feed the fish, your system doesn't work. So they didn't have a closed-loop system, and here they were bringing in people, and immediately when I saw what was going on, I was telling the guy who was the chairman or president, whatever, I said, look, if you're going to be bringing people in, you need to finish this thing off and figure and close the loop so that the whole thing is actually sustainable. And that's right. Why I say, let's go by the real definition of sustainable and not just the popularized version. So I saw the hole in that. And then over the years, I've been a vegetarian, of course, as I mentioned. And remember George, who used to go to the concerts?
Yeah, I remember George from South Florida.
So he told me about a study. I forget which university it was. Somebody had done a study of longevity of different types of people. And George swore up and down that the fact of the matter is that that vegetarians are not way up there. That the longest live people in the world are actually not vegetarians. So I wasn't going to argue the point because I hadn't done a scientific study, A, and B, I mean, on the face of it, it's actually probably pretty logical. So I knew that I just intuitively I knew I was swimming upstream by being a vegetarian.
Sure. And we've come to find out a lot more about that topic. We've had on the Weston A. Price Foundation before talking about a paleo diet and the importance of animal proteins and the role it plays. And mind you, these animal proteins have to be the right animal proteins, meaning they can't be genetically modified tortured animals. It doesn't
right.
work the same way. If we have grass-fed quality animals or quality fish with the right amino acids and so on and so forth, then we're having that brain food for our whole bodies and our brain for that matter. We've come to learn a lot more on that over the years, and you and I both have started to evolve our thinking on that.
So I filed it away when George told me what he did. I wasn't ready to make the move because for one thing, I had always been a vegetarian on moral and ethical grounds. I couldn't handle it. My standard was if I can look that animal in the eye and kill it myself, then I'll go ahead and eat it. But it's a cop-out.
It's not an easy thing to do. You know, most people, Omas, I think, in the world today, think when they ask you where does meat come from or whatever, you know, they think it just comes from the store. They're not at all connected with the process.
Right. So I had a problem with taking the lives of sentient beings, especially letting somebody else do it and do it in a cruel manner that was full of disease. And I mean, geez, my goodness, we won't even go into that. That's a whole different topic, but that's a show in and of itself, discussing all of the reasons why not to eat factory food. But so then recently I started thinking, you know, I should revisit that aquaponics concept, because maybe I can get something going on with these channel catfish, which with tilapia and channel catfish are two of the popular fish. It didn't take me very long to figure out that, number one, these systems are not self-perpetuating so much, because there's a lot of work that you have to do. It's not just autopilot. A lot of work involved, A, and B, good luck sitting around waiting for those fish to grow up, you know, to where they're big enough to eat. I mean, and furthermore, you know, I mean, it's not necessarily an easy equation to just throw in an aquaponics system and then live happily ever after eating fish, you know, just like that. It takes time and it takes a lot of effort, and these things are complex systems, and it's no joke putting together an aquaponics system. So I started thinking, maybe there's another approach. And meanwhile, I had already started, because your whole chiding about the gardening stuck with me, but then I accidentally threw some black beans outside one day, you know, and just next thing I knew, about a week later, these vines were, you know, these bean plants were coming up. They hadn't grown into vines yet, but I said, whoa. So then I talked with somebody who knew quite a bit about vines and so forth, and he was saying, yeah, these, you put up a little screen, you know, like chicken wire, and next thing you know, it'll all be covered with these bean vines. Well, the average person would say, oh, good, I can grow my own beans on a vine and have vegetation instead of planting that was the whole thing. Hey, I can just take pickings off of a vine as opposed to a row of vegetables, you know, because I just never gravitated in that direction. And the next thing, I saw these big green leaves. So I said, wait a minute, play on words. We've always thought of green beans, right? Well, what about bean greens? So I took a few of the bean leaves, and they were actually pretty tasty. And I said, you know what? Obviously, I don't have a university in my back pocket to where I can say, hey, guys, give me the nutritional value of these black bean leaves.
All right, hold on, Omos. Hold on.
So, HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powders. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
Back to the Free Your Mind Conference. We're having a topic on a discussion rather on sustainability and not in the traditional, more diverted and perverted for that matter sense of the meaning of the word. We're talking about aquaponics, and I have my buddy Omas on the line with us. Omas and I have been studying this stuff for some time, and Omas, you threw some black beans in the garden randomly. They started sprouting, and you started to pay attention to what you had come up as a result.
So here I saw the beginnings of the bean plant and then talked about it with somebody who knew and informed me that these things just became crazy vines that just grew and grew and grew. So since I didn't have a university in my pocket to be able to do study on the nutritional value of those leaves, you know, forget the beans, you know, the leaves, that's the key thing. So, So I couldn't find anything on bean greens, but you look up vine vegetation, vine leaves, a lot of stuff out there on the web in terms of that confirmed my instincts that, whoa, this is good stuff here. It tasted good, and it looked very dark, really dark green, the way you would expect from kale, something like that. So here you have all of your T-shirt sustainability people going down to their local Whole Foods and reading their book on green smoothies, and then they go in. And, I mean, it's well known the anti-cancer properties of dark green leafy vegetables. So they go in and they make their green smoothies with the kale and all, and the spinach and what have you. And they're paying an arm and a leg for this stuff. And meanwhile, they're not actually doing anything that's sustainable, but it's healthy. But the reality is, you know, who knows how long ago the stuff had been picked, so it's losing a lot of its life energy with the whole transportation and refrigeration and storage system and all that. So meanwhile, here you have this plant that just started growing, and then I immediately thought, whoa, this is the answer I wanted. It's vegetation growing as opposed to a garden with stuff, you know, a bunch of plants in the ground, which I don't have anything against that. It's just not my nature. So I started looking at the possibility of vines as a solution for the lazy person such as myself who wants fresh vegetation as opposed to, you know, your half a dozen different things in the cucumbers and all that. I'm not so concerned about that. I want that dark green leafy vegetation. And if I can have a vine that produces it instead of having to slave away in a garden, and then you're dealing with harvesting. You see, that's part of the problem. It's not continually growing. And that's one of the beauties of a vine, is you just keep on clipping off these beautiful big green leaves and throw them in. So anyway, that's your I started realizing this might be the way to access the dark green leafy vegetables that I would want. It's more the leafy stuff is more important for your survival than the stuff that's so enjoyable to throw on your plate. You know what I mean? Let everybody else worry about the cucumbers. Give me the leaves from the cucumber plant. That's what I need to survive. You can have the cucumber. Give me the leaves.
Now, Almas, I got to jump in here because I don't know that every plant is, obviously a lot of these plants are edible and we don't necessarily think of them as such, meaning the greens on these plants, for instance, broccoli greens or beet greens or turnip greens. All of these greens, you know, a lot of people in the South eat them, but they are very much edible and very nutritious. But I do want to point out that there are several schools of thoughts on how you should eat those greens, and there are people from the Weston A. Price Foundation that point out that the best way to receive the nutrition from them is to lightly heat them. And to cook them, if you will. So I want to point that out. And I want to point out also that not all greens from these plants are edible. You've got to be careful there.
Yeah, so this is an ongoing research project here, in essence, to where what I was saying was, okay, I'm going to figure out which beans I want to grow vines, because that's where my experiment is now. I was just meaning generically that just give me the green stuff is in generic terms. But you're exactly right. Specifically, people need to pay attention to what what they're eating and how they're eating it. But for me, I'm just researching the idea of having binds. Whether somebody brought to my attention that there's a kind of a vine out of the Everglades or somewhere down there that has these little miniature tomatoes. Have you ever heard of that?
Cherry tomato?
Well, no, it's the plant's not called that. It's similar to that, but it's a naturally occurring plant, and it grows like crazy. It's a vine, and you just keep on plucking these things off. And I thought, isn't that funny that somebody would come to me and this woman offered me one of her plants, and I haven't gotten it from her yet.
There's tons of perennials like that that I don't know.
I'm going with this is why not have a bunch of perennials as opposed to rogue gardening? Just because I can really get inspired about just plucking stuff off a vine.
Yeah, I have a good friend of mine here in town, Omas, who has, and I'll have to show it to you sometime. He has a perennial garden, and it's pretty darn fruitful. There's Okinawa spinach that grows well, and you know, you continue to harvest that. That's a green that you should look into, Omas, and there's a number of different other things. But let's get back into the question as to how we can take the aquaponics system and really make it feasible, because the missing puzzle piece, as we discussed before, was, well, what do you feed the fish? The fish don't eat the vegetables that you grow necessarily. What do you feed them? And Omas, you've come up with some recent revelations on that front. Go ahead.
One thing led to another. So I had to set the background as to how I was wanting to create a perennial type of growing, of growth, to where it would always be happening in abundance. And then I thought, you know, I need to, and I had already told you that I looked into the aquaponics, and I said, wow, man, that's intensive. The fish waste is great for growing the vegetables and so forth hydroponically, but the length of time that it takes to get your mature fish, that's a whole nother story, and then you have to feed the fish. So that problem was never solved originally. But I started thinking, well, maybe there's another way of approaching this. And out of nowhere, the idea of snails popped into my head. And because I was already looking, green stuff that just keeps on producing in abundance, and I have to figure out a way to get animal protein here, but I have to be able to feed the little critters, whatever they are. I was thinking about fish, and then I thought, oh no, that's not the kind of, I'm not ready for that, because I don't have the time to deal with that. And it's a big deal to get an aquaponics system fully functional. And it's really not closed loop, because you have to feed those fish. So I thought, snails. What about snails?
What about snails? We'll talk about snails on the other side of this quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back hopefully a little bit quicker than a snail would be.
The Bob Justin Show.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important, because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Our last segment with Omos tonight is solution-oriented look at aquaponics and more. So the snails, Omos, what's up with these snails? How can these little creatures be a solution to a major piece of the puzzle here for a awesome solution-oriented system, which is aquaponics?
Well, it popped into my head, the idea of snails as a basis for a closed-loop system, whether it's aquaponics, closed-loop system, that how are you going to get animal protein without having to go off out of your closed loop? So first thing when it came to mind, obviously I started researching snails, and oddly enough, it turns out that they're nutritional powerhouses, and the average person has always just thought of them as a delicacy.
Escargot.
Yeah, so meanwhile, they're sold around the world, my goodness, and they go back thousands of years. So these things can be traced way back in terms of their use nutritionally. And the more I researched, the more impressed I was at the protein content is just slightly less percentage-wise than fish. And they're loaded with omega-3 fatty acids. And the value in terms of animal protein appears to be far healthier than eating regular meat, according to what I've seen so far. So nothing I've seen is negative. Everything I've seen so far makes me think that this is superior to meat and at least on a par with fish. So I'm thinking, okay, it's bona fide in terms of if I'm creating a closed loop system, it's a bona fide animal meat. Now, how do I grow it? Well, I was equally amazed. You know, on one hand, I was amazed at the nutritional value, and then on the other hand, I was amazed at the autopilot status. You just set the autopilot and just kick back and take a nap, because as long as you can create your perennial vegetation, what you do is you put these little things in an enclosure, a wire enclosure, obviously, and you just give them clippings every day. You know, give them fresh clippings, and they're just as happy as can be. They love rain, so if you could have a little pond, you could create a wonderful environment to where you'd give these little critters a great life that they would have never had. And it makes me feel good, because for me there was a moral thing about vegetarianism. You know, I just felt badly about going out and to fish. I never could handle that. The idea of ranching.
I mean, but the snails have little eyes too, and let's talk about that. We have a caller on the line, Omas.
Okay.
This is Richard from Washington, who is a self-proclaimed nutrition expert, and we'll bring Richard on for a moment. Richard, go ahead.
Great. Yeah, I don't have to be self-complained. I just go by the research. I work for Sally Fallon and the Price Institute.
So have you looked into snails? What are your thoughts on that?
But this is what I've been talking to you about. Don't look at the food. Look at the digestive system of the human person. Okay? We are carnivores with the ability to be omnivores. So our perfect food is we eat the herbivore, who is concentrated by fermentation all of the green stuff. Okay? Then we eat the person that selected the right greens and the right proper amounts of minerals and nutrition and micronutrients, etc., and we eat the condensed product of that animal. Now the important part is we don't eat the meat, and that's what's good about the snail. That's not meat, that's animal tissue. And you don't eat the muscle meat of the animal, the herbivore. That's for the predator or the scavengers. What we eat are the pure tissues, the internal tissues. If you ever watch a hunt, you watch the leopard catch the antelope or kill the antelope. He scoops out the internal organs of the animal and leaves the muscle meat. We're designed to digest animal tissue, and snails would be good. But we can also get that from the products of the animal. The egg is the most perfect food. It's a whole animal before it's even come conscious. We can all go get cheese. We can get kefir. The bad side of the whole program is you get sugars. You get sugars in the muscle meat. That's why it's bad. You get sugars in the milk, lactose. That's why it's bad. And in all vegetables, you get sugar, fructose or from the fruits or regular glucose or another sugar from the vegetation, and it's the sugar that creates the problem. and your guest has got it right. You're trying to get a tissue with as little sugar intake of as little sugar as possible, with as much animal condensed nutrition as you can get, and that's why the snail, being a perfect animal, just like the egg, is a perfect input of animal tissue.
All right.
Is the right solution.
Thank you very much for your call tonight, Richard. So almost there you go. There's some validation for your thoughts on the snail's nutrition.
Well, but I was saying, you know, that was the first thing I wanted to do was just see whether, you know, if you eat the stuff, whether it's going to keep you maintained and physically. So if you were cut off from the world all of a sudden, you have your own little system, and you were bringing in feed, and you took that for granted. Well, and then all of a sudden you can't access all the things that you were accessing. Well, you're gonna be feeling pretty good about those little snails.
Sure.
All of a sudden, if push came to shove, and you have a closed loop system where you're growing plenty of snails without having to go off site to feed them, to where they're being fed by your perennial vegetation. So that's the whole thing. Is I'm not even claiming that it's the absolute best thing to eat, but I can't find anything to say that they're not great. So it's just the bigger value of it to me is the fact that it will survive and thrive with the perennial vegetation, which I've never seen anything like that before. It was always, look at, if you have chickens, what are you going to feed the chickens? I mean, come on. Let's be real.
I know what
everybody knows.
What
that you're bringing in food to feed the chickens.
You feed the chickens GMO corn, you schmuck. What else would you feed chickens?
Goats. Although goats, you probably wouldn't slaughter.
The goats, you feed George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right, Omas. To be continued, my friend. We will continue this discussion another time. We'll keep it going. But I do appreciate it, and I think we've covered some interesting ground. You'll come on again and update us as you continue this trip down the rabbit hole, so to speak.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to getting a little farther along in the process here.
All right, sounds good. Don't eat too many snails tonight, man, all right?
Looks good so far. All right,
brother.
Great talking with you.
Take care.
See you.
That does it for us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. This week we have more stuff planned for you, guaranteed. And, you can always reach me at thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. And be sure to get your tickets to the Free Your Mind Conference. FreeYourMindConference.com. 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 FreeYourMindConference.com.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.